Dice rolls dragons trolls
adventurous. Welcome to
Dadventurous. Beach Edition.
That's right. Beach Edition, Sanskrit Day. We're back again for another second part of Beach Day trip, Beach Day episode.
But we're not on the beach.
We are on the beach.
No, we're not.
We're not on the beach.
Yeah.
Our character is on the beach. I see. Yes. No, we're in a closet.
Yes.
But we are going to be jumping back into the story where we left off. But first, just want to say thanks for listening.
That was so creepy.
Thanks, everybody. We enjoy that you're enjoying it. I don't know why I'm doing that. But yes, no, it is. It's been quite fun. We've had more people listening every day, and it's awesome. And we hope it keeps trending that way. Let us know.
I mean, I guess I didn't really know what you were going to say.
You interrupted me.
Let us know what.
You got to go for it.
Let us know if you have any questions.
Yeah.
Comments.
Yeah.
Likes.
Yeah. Concerns.
Concerns.
Maybe don't tell us about that.
Yeah. Concerns about our sanity.
Yeah, that might be unhelped.
Yep.
It will be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Unanswered.
Unanswered and unfixed. All right.
Unknown.
Yep. Are you ready to jump back into this tale?
Yes.
Okay. Last week, Kia left Athon behind. You moto-wheeled your way out into this coastal road.
Yeah.
On the hot tail of Tsar Bloodhoof.
The hot tail.
The tail. On the trail. On the trail.
The tail?
The hot tail of Tsar Bloodhoof.
Does he have a hot tail?
I don't know. And you started making your way north. You knew that his track seemed to head north, and you also needed to head north in like a week now to meet up with Beryl.
Yeah.
And so you ventured out that direction. You started moto wheeling along. You had a little pit stop where your perception check saw a like cellar type elevator shaft type thing.
And I found a laser sword of flowers.
You did find that. This item that when you turned it on, it made noises, and then it also grew flowers when you touched things. 10 per day, even.
10 per day.
And you and Flibbit continued on, making your way eventually up on this hill to overlooking a very, very nice beach tropical town called Bramble Beach.
Hmm.
And it seemed that they had some sort of festival event going on. Lots of people, big crowd. And
Occasional.
Yeah, big cheering. And you rolled into town and you met up with Tava, the turtle, who was
the welcomer.
She was the welcomer. She was quite festive, quite
Sanskrit Day.
Excited about this holiday called Sanskrit Day. Apparently, 22 years ago, the city, or it's not really a city, the village was overrun by
scrapers.
And the townsfolk rose up, even though they weren't warriors, they rose up and forced all the scrapers into this old subway system and barricaded the entrance. For 22 years, it has been going fine. Tava's dad even was a part of that.
Yeah.
And it was called the Bramble Beach Scramble.
Bramble Scramble? No, it's Bramble Scramble. Bramble Beach Scramble.
Oh, well, either way, it was the Bramble Scramble.
Yeah.
And they celebrate it every year with a big Sandscrape Day event. This year, there was a Sandscrape Tournament where people got to build sandcastles, essentially. And you participated and got second place.
Woo!
You won a little snorkel that
makes you let you breathe underwater.
Yeah, for 1 hour per day. But the first place went to Bernice, the tabaxi old lady who was very rigid and serious. that you haven't quite talked to yet.
She was just like, thank you.
Yep. And then you had a feast. You had a beautiful day enjoying Bramble Beach, knowing full well that you were going to have to get back on the trail with Czar Bloodhoof. And, you know, you still haven't figured out, you know, did he come, if he came through town or where you need to go from here. But you were talking with Teyva, enjoying your night. And then there was supposed to be a big fireworks show. Everything went well. It was amazing until, unfortunately, one of the fireworks tipped over and exploded the barricade. Yep. And right at the end of the last episode, some scrapers started funneling out.
22-year-old scrapers.
And that is where we are now.
Specifically 22. You're very, like, specific with your numbers. Exactly 10 feet tall. 22 years ago.
I don't want there to be any confusion.
Yeah.
Somebody would be like, wasn't it like 23 years ago? And I'll be like, no! 22 exactly! No, anyway, you... So it is nighttime. It is beautiful, except for the scrapers. warm sandy beaches. You know, it's starting to cool down a little bit, but the temperature's still nice. You got waves lapping against the shore. You can see the stars in the sky. Hmm. There's probably some, like, low clouds that you can see that are against that sort of violet, dark blue sky.
Sunset.
Yeah. Still some remnant fireworks going off, but you turn and you see that this barricade, this just stuff piled up against this hole in a mound in the beach.
Yeah.
Some scrapers start pouring out. And panic. Everybody starts screaming. Everybody starts running. And you see quite a few scrapers come out, like more than you would be able to handle.
Yeah.
Probably, we'll say, about 15 to 20 scrapers.
What type of scrapers are they?
All kinds. And
the little dogs or the spiders or...
One of them looks like the little dog, but on his back he has what looks to be like some sort of like cannon. Mm. And then he comes out and he turns towards a guy standing there, a human gentleman, and it goes boom, and it launches a beach ball and hits him square in the chest. You have another... that comes out with two arms that appear to be beach umbrellas that it's opening and closing back and forth, and it's like trying to attack people. So they're very beach-themed scrapers.
I see.
And some that probably look like subway tracks and things like that.
Newly formed one?
You don't know what happened originally, where they came from. So these could still be the original ones. But they start pouring out and going across the beach, and Teyva goes, oh my god! What are we going to do? And she's wiggling her hands all jazz hand style. And she's standing next to you.
I put my hand on her shoulder and say, get people out of here, unless if you're willing to fight.
I am not. I will do that. And she, being a welcomer, she's good at handling crowds of people.
Yeah.
And she starts going, all right, everybody, we need to get out of here. Everyone head to the south side of the town. And she starts directing people that direction. Mm. And as people start running away and leaving, you do see a number of townsfolk that are standing their ground. You see Judge Gromlin. You see Bernice. You see a couple of people you've never met before. You see the gnome and engineer and the bugbear. All those people that were participating in the sand scrape event are all standing there squaring up against some scrapers. And it looks like you have some teammates that I am not going to be rolling initiative for. We are assuming that they are fighting things in the background, and I will just do some rolls for them.
Okay.
But you notice as there's coming down, there's about three of them that are kind of squaring off and heading towards you and Flibbit.
Okay.
Okay, Kia. Are we doing this thing?
Yep.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I guess we're having ourselves another Bramble Scramble.
And as Teyva would say.
Yeah, and one of the ones charges forward, crunches over the top of one of the sand scrape events. We'll say
rude.
We'll say it was Flibbit's. Flibbit goes,
no!
I shout, rude!
And why don't we go ahead and roll initiative as one lowers its beach ball cannon towards you.
Beach balls. Wow, that's actually better than I expected I would get. A 19.
Okay. Nice. My guys also rolled really well, but lower. We got a 17. So,
wow.
Kind of funny that we're all right there. Okay. So, what you see is one big one that has this this cannon on its back. It's probably about, I would say, 6 feet tall.
And it's got four big burly arms. It's walking forward kind of like, I would imagine like a bear, slower. Mm. It's not as quick as the other ones, but it's got that big cannon on its back and it starts going boom, boom, boom at some of the random people. Mm. You're first technically though. And then the other ones, two, one is sort of a dog-like one and on its back seems to be whipping up something. At first it's kind of hard to tell. And then you see that it's making cotton candy on its back and it looks like it's going to fire that somehow at you. And then the other one is one of the umbrella ones. Yep.
Cotton, how is that dangerous?
You'll find out.
Oh, wait. Hot cotton candy.
Exactly.
No! Melted sugar is, like, actually dangerous. That's true.
Okay. And so that is what you see as these things burst forward and start running towards you. But you are ready for them. You get to go first.
Okay.
And yeah, just a reminder, we were talking about this off mic, but you're level 5 now. So you get 2 attacks. And you can choose where they go. And then your bonus action stuff, too. You have some spells. You have your pin, your Zephyr Strike, all that stuff. So go ahead and do your thing.
I'm going to cast Zephyr Strike.
And that's a bonus action?
Yes.
Okay, so you cast Zephyr Strike, you activate the...
My little pin.
The airplane pin, and like with a whoosh of air and speed, you start feeling awesome.
And then, how far away is Bear guy.
He kind of walked forward and stopped. Probably I would say about 50 feet from you. And then the other two look like they're gonna surge forward for close combat.
Okay. 50 feet away, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, that is perfect. I'm going to rush over and try to slice at Bear Beach Bear.
Okay.
I'm going
with
to
your
try-
sword?
Yeah.
Okay, you will probably...
Because Zephyr Strike.
Can't you use range attacks for Zephyr Strike?
Well, yeah. I meant... Oh, right. I completely forgot about my bow.
Yeah, my point with that is that to get to him, you will probably have to run past those two that are coming towards you, and you would trigger...
I don't provoke opportunity attacks, Zephyr Strike.
That's true. It's up to you, I guess, but your bow is definitely... Your bread and butter.
That's true. I'm going to try to shoot Beach Bear.
Okay. Beach Bear, we'll call. I like that. Beach Bear. I'm going to add that to the initiative order. So
Beach
I know.
Bear. to hit a 13.
A 13 does hit.
Mm.
Exactly.
Yay.
And you watch as it guides forward and it tries to shift out of the way. It doesn't quite work. And one of your arrows sinks into its metal body.
Thunk. Wait, my arrows are sharp if they can sink into metal.
They're magical, I believe. It's a magical bow.
Is it?
Yeah, you got the one from...
It's the compound.
Yeah, it's from mod, yeah. It's past world tech.
Oh, wait, nope. That is the wrong dice. Never mind. 8.
8 damage for your first attack.
Piercing, if it matters.
I don't think it do.
Do?
It do not, because... A little behind the curtain thingy, but I decided a long time ago that I didn't want to worry about piercing, bludgeoning, slashing resistances, since basically everything you were going to fight was going to be metallic.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed annoying. So only the magical resistances I carried over for this campaign.
Ah, I see.
So 8 damage to Beach Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And you still got another attack?
I think I'm going to shoot Beach Bear again because it's attacking civilians. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Poor civilians.
So you...
I'm going to draw my bow and see if I can hit it again. Better. 17.
That definitely hits. Go ahead and describe it.
I am going to pull back the compound bow and aim it and try to, like, think of a beach ball popping and try to aim it at the dude. And obviously you won't pop like a beach ball, but think of that.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
Another 8.
Okay. We'll say that he was like, even though it wasn't his turn, we'll say that like you're imagining that and you go to fire and one of the beach balls is like loading in to the cannon and your arrow goes right into the cannon hole and pops one of the beach balls and it staggers back a little bit, taking another 8 damage.
Yay.
Okay.
And that is my turn.
That is your turn.
Wait.
Well, technically, you bonused two actions. You could move.
Yeah.
And stay pretty far away, I think.
I think I'm going to move 30 feet away.
30 feet away?
Yeah.
So you back up 30 feet.
Or maybe 40 feet.
Okay.
Just like
you back up 40 feet, forcing these guys to have to close the gap on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say you look over too, and Bernice is nearby you, and you see her. She's just standing tall, arms behind her back, as a scraper charges her. And as it gets right up next to her, she like sidesteps and like does a couple quick punch maneuvers and kicks it sideways and appears to be
cool.
A monk of sorts.
Ha ha, yeah. New Bernice would be cool.
Bernice is super cool. Okay, and then it is Flibbit's turn. Flibbit is going to go, okay, Kia, I got some new stuff. I'm going to try something cool.
Something cool? Okay.
And, okay, I got something cool. I'm going to give it a shot. And he looks between you and himself and Bernice and allies. He moves to make sure you guys are in range, but he can choose up to three creatures. And each of he suddenly like releases a spore cloud, like a almost like a stench spray. Maybe not spores, I should say, but like a psionic cloud of energy that settles over you, settles over Bernice and himself. And you can go ahead and add 5 extra hit points, temporary hit points on top of your maximum as he casts aid. And that will last for 8 hours. So if you heal up to, if you get hit, those temporaries don't go away. They last for that 8 hours.
Oh, cool.
So your current hit point maximum is increased by 5.
Yay.
Okay. And that's what he's going to do. And then he's going to move back to be near you. That he can just do that on his turn.
Cool.
Now it's my dudes.
Your dudes?
The beach bear locks. He takes his two front arms or front legs and digs him into the sand, and then two back legs and digs him into the sand and like settles down a little bit. And then the cannon like charges up and you see a beach ball load in and he aims it right at you and it goes boom.
Weird.
And he is going to fire this cannon at you. So a natural 18. So
ooh, yep,
a
that
20
hits.
5.
Oh, wow.
Or 24. As this beach ball, way faster than you expect. You were like ready for it, but not that ready. And it just goes and collides with you. Can you go ahead and make me a dexterity saving throw?
Dexterity saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
16.
16? Okay. So you succeed, but you're taking half damage of this.
That's a lot of dice.
So 12 damage was the full, so six. You take 6 damage.
Yay.
From this beach ball as it collides into you, and you feel like it had the ability to shove you backwards, but you saved.
Ah.
So that's his turn. He kind of settles back up, no longer.
Settles back up?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. Stands back up. And then the two other ones start coming in. One of them, the one making cotton candy, gets about 30 feet from you and starts spinning up this web in the air of cotton candy, hot cotton candy, and aims it towards you and flip it. Fires it out, and like a big spray of cotton candy goes out
it's
in the air
net.
And tries to settle on you guys like a web attack.
That's just amazing.
Well, it says it's a mass of thick, sticky webbing. So in this case, it's thick, sticky cotton candy as you flies out in a 20-foot cube around you guys. So it will act as difficult terrain, and so you will need to, on your turn, make a dex saving throw.
On my turn?
Yeah, for now it just settles down and becomes a saving throw. But if you fail it, you can't move through it. You are restrained. Okay?
Okay.
And then the one with the umbrellas is actually going to go rush towards Flibbit. Starts opening and closing a beach umbrella, gets over close to Flibbit, and it's closed. He goes, what? And then it opens really quick and tries to bludgeon him with it. And
that could probably actually be an effective weapon.
Yeah. And
if you did it right.
Oh, I rolled a 2, though. So Flibbit was ready for it.
He's like,
burst of air just blows him backwards slightly. Okay. And we cycle back around to the top of the round. Now, before you go, I am going to, there's 4 other NPC groups that we're going to roll for, and I want you to help me roll for them.
Okay.
And so basically, we are going to be rolling a roll-off. I'm going to be the bad guys. You're going to be the good guys. And it's just D20s, and we're going to see how the battle is going for these other people. Okay, so we're going to start with Judge Gromlin.
Yeah.
And you see this judge, he's that big Goliath guy, right, with the yeah. spectacles on his head. You see him take his spectacles off, fold them up nicely, put them in a shirt pocket, and then pull out.
This is wearing like
out,
a nice like tweed vest or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and then pull out from his back a shovel, because he used to be quite the sand scrape maker himself. And he goes to whack again. So I'll be the bad guy, you be the good guy. We're just doing a roll off.
Okay.
D20, ready? Ooh, I did bad.
18.
7. So, Gromlin, you see pummel, or you see him pummel a couple with a shovel. Next up, we have the bugbear, Groz.
He
didn't do, yeah, he didn't know his name, I guess, but the bugbear. He didn't do great in the sand scrape competition, but you see him just tackling a scraper. Go ahead and roll. I got that one.
Another 18 on my other dice.
Okay. Groz is also doing good. You have the little gnome engineer who seems to be, he's got crazy backpack full of gadgets and things going. He's launching stuff at one of these scrapers and standing up with you. Go ahead and roll. Ooh, I did better.
15?
I got a 13. Okay. And finally, Bernice. Bernice is taking on like 4 at a time.
Uh-huh.
Kicks, punches, flying. She's like flipping them over. She's doing awesome. Man.
17.
I got a 16. Ah. Okay. So all of them are doing good for the first round.
Yay.
Okay. It is your turn.
Oh, I'm going to.
And I will say, like, there's a general idea of, like, as they succeed, the scrapers get pushed back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. It's difficult terrain.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Let me look that up again.
Your movement speed is halved.
Yeah. The webs are difficult terrain, and they also obscure the area visually. So each creature that starts its turn in the cotton candy web must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, you are restrained.
Okay. Dex saving.
The webs are also flammable, and if you are restrained, you can use your action to make a strength check to break free.
Okay. Failure. No, wait, hang on. I have to check Zephyr Strike now, because I can't remember if it gives you something on dex.
Oh, it might. It might give you advantage on dexes.
Huh. Surprisingly, it doesn't.
What about your watch?
My golden watch of speed? I think that takes an action to, like, activate, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I guess it does.
I don't think you ever added, it just, when put on, the watch speeds up the wearer, making attacks against them have disadvantage.
Okay, and that's attacks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you become restrained.
Yeah, because I got a 9.
Yeah. Okay, so your speed for the next round is 0.
Mm.
That being said, no, never mind.
What? Oh?
Excuse me. Okay, your speed for the next round is 0 unless you use an action to break free.
An action to make a strength save.
Yeah, so you might still fail. Or you stay put and you launch some arrows.
I'm going to stay
put. You are pretty far away from the big guy.
From bear guy.
You were 90 feet away, but I still think you can hit him.
Yeah, I can still hit that.
But you do have a guy about 20, 30 feet away from you launching cotton candy at your direction.
I'm going to hit cotton candy guy and bear guy.
Okay, so let's start with cotton candy guy. He just released that web, and he's shaking with excitement as he spools up some more cotton candy on his back. Mm-hmm. It's got this like machine on his back that's currently spinning cotton candy in like a pink and green hue.
Pink and green.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's oh, that actually sounds like strawberry and apple, which might be good.
Yeah, it could be. All right.
Okay.
So you're just doing one of your normal attacks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 14?
14 hits.
Ah. Okay.
These guys don't generally have a high armor class.
Mm. And 10 damage.
10 damage. Ouchies.
Then to Beach Bear, I'm going to...
Yeah, Beach Bear's in the background still.
That is a almost maximum ability to hit, a 28, a 19.
Dang, nice.
I have a plus 9 to hit.
Nice, okay. So, you succeed, for sure.
For lowest possible damage, a 5.
A 5 damage?
Yeah, 5
okay.
damage.
5 damage to Beach Bear. Okay, you cannot move, and you didn't use your action to break free?
No.
The webs are flammable?
Flam.
But you could also be in that. And unfortunately for you, you are restrained. But it's Flibbit's turn. I think Flibbit, seeing that you're struggling there.
Did he not? Did he save?
He saved.
Oh.
He did indeed.
Well, wait, no, he's saving
now.
Oh,
wait, no, no, yeah. You're right. It's his turn. He did save.
Oh, yeah.
He got a natural 14 plus 2, so 16, yep. So Flibbit flies up out of the webs, as he does. He, like, wiggles his way out, and he goes, I got you, Kia. Just hold on. And he is going to, he's going to cast Bless.
Oh,
yay. Can you do that? Aid is not concentration. Mm-hmm. He can. Okay. He's going to cast Bless. So he's going to, again, psionically kind of touch you on his way up into the sky. And he is going to cast Bless on you and himself, which means you get to add a d4 to your next saving throw.
Yay. And I think, and thank you, Flibbit.
Attack rolls, too. So Bless is on you.
Cool.
We'll call it Flump's Blessing. And he is going to fly up into the air. And,
okay.
It is now their turn. Beach Bear, again, going to settle down, look at you, look at Flibbit, look back at you because you're restrained, fire your direction.
Wait.
Restrained means attack rolls against you have have advantage, but you have the Watch of Speed. Oh, but you didn't activate
it. I didn't activate it.
Okay, so he is going to fire this at you with advantage as another beach ball comes your way. Ooh, he's going to need the advantage. 16?
Yeah, that hits.
Yay! For me.
Ow.
As the beach ball flies towards you, you take... Oh.
Don't I have to make a dexterity save?
Oh, you do.
Wait, can I make a dexterity save if I'm restrained?
Restrained. You have disadvantage on them. You still make them, but you have disadvantage on them.
Both were really good. So that is a 21.
Oh, as a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a plus 6.
Okay, well, you only take half of the 6 damage I rolled. Because I rolled terribly. So only 3 damage. So you're doing good.
Yeah, I rolled a 17 and a 15. So.
And you saved, so you don't move backwards either.
Yeah.
Which actually probably wouldn't have worked anyway because of the webbing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the other one that was firing cotton candy looks still at you as cotton candy starts spinning into a... like shaft with a pointy end and looks
pointy
really,
cotton
really hot.
Candy?
Yep. And he launches a hardened cotton candy.
Oh, I guess if it was hardened.
Yeah, exactly. It starts, he overheats it and becomes hardened and launches it towards you for this attack.
Ooh, I wonder if you could make like a little lollipop out of that. What'd you get?
I got a 12.
Nope.
So 12. He's going to move close, right to the edge of your cotton candy thing, so he's a little bit closer. The other one looks up at Flibbit, can't reach him with the current thing.
With Umbrella? Okay.
Oh, it does have a ranged attack. Never mind.
Wait.
We'll say what?
It's Umbrella Guy. Is it out of the tip of the umbrella like a spy movie or something?
Sure, let's do it. So you see a closing umbrella and a little like opening pops up out of the end. And from the interior of it, we'll say seashells start... launching out in a pattern towards Flibbit. Goes for a ranged attack.
That is amazing.
Goes for a ranged attack, succeeding with a 21.
Two people got 21s this round.
But 8 damage to Flibbit.
Okay. And
now we are at the top of the round. So we're going to do a little bit of roll off.
Okay,
we're going to start with Gromlin again. You see, this time you look over, you glance over, and he's got his shovel, and he's currently, like, digging up a sand scrape, like, creation, and kicking one of the scrapers, like, into the hole so its leg gets stuck.
Oh.
All right. Ooh, got a 12.
A 6.
Aha! The scraper, he feels good about it, but then he realizes the futility of using sand to try to stop somebody.
Yeah.
And the scraper bursts free and knocks Gromlin back.
Oh, no.
It's an overall success and overall failure, though, so we'll see. Groz the bugbear tackled the one. Another one comes over and tackles him. He starts trying to grapple with two of them at once.
Nat 20.
Nat 20. Ooh, I have to honor something with that. How about we say that you get 2 successes?
Oh.
For the nat 20. 2 more scrapers come over to Groz, and you think maybe he's going to not succeed, and he just, like, flips, does a backflip into the air, and now is holding 3 of them on the ground in a giant bear hug. Flynn, the gnome engineer.
Flynn?
Yeah, sorry. You didn't know these names yet.
No, but I didn't.
I have them written down as that. He's using one of his tools to try to bind one of them. Go ahead and roll.
11.
I got a 9. Okay. Flynn's doing good. And then finally, Bernice. Bernice is currently squaring off against another one of the beach bears.
No.
And she's currently, like, kicking his leg out from under him so that he tries to fall over.
5.
I got an 18.
Oh.
So she realizes it's a little too heavy for her. It drops down to one leg, but is still able to fire a beach ball into her.
Oh, wait, but wait. If we got 2 successes from the nat 20...
You're doing better than... Yeah.
Is it an overall...
It was an overall success.
Because otherwise that would have been a tie.
Yep.
Yeah.
So actually, because of the nat 20, you are still ahead and they are able to push them back.
Yeah.
So nice. It is now your turn.
You New have dice the, for the win.
You have the bless from Flibbit.
And I get to add a d4?
Yep, you get to add a d4 and you got to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Or use your action, but you'll try this, right?
Yeah. 15?
Well, you got to roll your d4.
Oh, 16?
16 is what you needed.
Yay.
To get out. So you are able to burst free from the cotton candy and you feel that you cast aside its tangles. You can still only move half your movement to get out of it.
But with Zephyr Strike, would that be 30 feet? Because yes. It adds 30 feet to my movement? Okay.
So you can, and you can clear the cotton candy.
Okay. Because
it was only a 20-foot cube and it was you and Flibbit. You're only probably 10 feet from the edge.
Okay. So I'm going to run over to the... run out of the cotton candy and try to shoot at cotton candy dog.
Okay.
For
I have them labeled as beach bear, umbrella, and cotton.
Okay.
So shooting at cotton.
Yeah, shooting at cotton.
Okay.
Another 28.
Nice. Definitely hit.
Out of a possibility of 29.
Nice.
So
and this is on cotton. Okay, roll your damage.
And another. Wow. That's amazing, actually.
Wait.
Another 28?
Wait. Hold on.
What? I got a 19, not a 20. I think that's only fighters to get a crit on a 19.
No, that's not what I was thinking of. Well, bless is not damage. It's just attack rolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could roll it if you want, then.
Well, it wouldn't matter because it's just for attack rolls. So it's just hit.
Well, yeah. But I mean, here.
Oh, for funsies. Yeah.
29.
Yeah, 29 hit definitely hits. So you did how much damage?
So another 28 as the same thing that happened on Beach Rare. I rolled a 28 to hit, and I got a 5 damage.
Okay. Cotton's looking kind of hurt.
Oh.
But it goes down to one knee, but his cotton candy's still spinning up, it seems. You have another attack and your bonus action.
I think I'm going to attack it again.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I want to...
So make sure to add the bless. D4.
7. Oh! Non-natural 20.
Yeah, definitely.
It would have been a 17.
Yeah, no, you hit for sure.
Okay.
Roll that damage.
Yay, maybe I'll roll better.
Did you roll 3 ones on that thing?
Yep.
Nice. Guess what, though? That's all I needed.
Yay!
So go ahead and tell me how you defeat Cotton Candy Machine Beast.
It
was spooling up another spear of cotton candy, and it's...
Kia draws the bow, and probably since she was still moving, fires off one shot. And then maybe hits the bottom of the cotton candy machine and then takes a side leap and slow-mos and fires another shot and it goes into the little... Because like in cotton candy machines, you know how there's like a little hole in the center?
Yeah.
It goes into that.
Okay, it goes into that. And as it goes into that, fires in, you see this thing like pulsing and pulsing and pulsing and then it explodes and cotton candy webbing just hits the beach in a like 20-foot radius. So you dodge out of the cotton candy, you skid to a stop in the warm sand, and keep your ground, footing, whatever, for beach bear attacks. Flibbit looks down at the guy beneath you, and he goes, "All right, I'm ready." Launch down his stink cloud as he does.
He's not screaming for once.
Nope, and my guy failed. So he is going to take damage, and Flibbit also leveled up, so...
He's 4 now, right?
Yep. That. Okay. Guy, that's the first damage the guy's taken, but he took 9 damage.
Nice. I yell, "Go Flibbit!"
Thank you. This event is crazy. Okay. Top of the round, last round, in theory, maybe we'll do one more for the townsfolk.
Okay.
Judge Gromlin failed last time, but now he's got two shovels in each of his hands, and he's whacking this scraper with it.
I think Kiel looks to Gromlin and thinks to herself, where did he get the second shovel?
All right, go ahead and roll, and all you got to do is beat a four.
A one.
Aha!
Natural one.
A natural one. Uh-oh, we got to do the opposite.
Two fails. So that means it's an automatic failure?
Just for Gromlin.
Oh,
we still have three more people to deal with.
Okay, so you'd have to get two successes
to neutral it out.
Okay.
Okay. So Gromlin wields two shovels, and the scraper just knocks one aside and knocks the other aside, and you see it crunch down on another sand scrape. And Gromlin's like yelling in fury. Groz the Bugbear, currently grappling three scrapers, pushing them back from his nat 20 last time. Go ahead and roll.
An eight.
And seven. So a barely success by Groz. He's struggling. That's a lot of scraper weight that he's dealing with.
Yeah.
But he's pushing and pushing. Flynn, the engineer, pulls out a wrench and starts just disassembling one of the scrapers while it's trying to attack him.
18.
A four. And lastly, the one that decides it all, Bernice. You see her still squaring up against that beach bear like you.
Mm-hmm.
She's currently grappling the cannon, and a beach ball like fires out from under it. And she's baring her teeth and trying to knock it down.
Four.
Ooh, I got a three.
Yes.
I was going to say, I did just as bad. So just barely, you guys see them push back again. Groz is able to kind of give assistance to Gromlin as they go by. Top of the round is you.
Yes. Okay. Is there any scrapers near Beach Bear or Umbrella?
No. Not really. They're spread out across the beach. They are very far apart from each other. But that doesn't mean you can't do something. It just means it'll only hit one.
That does mean it'll only hit one, but it's still good. Kia is going to cast Hail of Thorns at second level,
which
she's never done before.
Oh, yeah, because you haven't had second levels, I don't think. Right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, she is going to spray some extra thorn grow on her arrow.
Yeah, we'll say that you've been figuring out how to use that Passworld tech piece a little bit different, and you're able to like shake it up and get a little extra goopy.
Extra.
Yep. And is it you hit first and then decide?
So I believe I have to hit guy.
Yeah, but then you can call it, right? I don't think it.
Yeah.
I don't think it. Okay, go ahead. And you have the D4 still from Bless.
Oh, I do. It's not a one-time use?
No, Bless is concentration.
Oh, wow. Okay. 26.
Okay.
I got a 17.
Okay, you don't really need the Bless, so
that
definitely hits.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll your damage, and then do I need to...
For the first time, I rolled a three, but then it got stuck on one of my other dice, and I rolled a fourth one.
Well, you should...
Should I use the three?
I'd use the three.
That's okay.
Fine. If it was clearly a three.
It was a three,
yeah,
but it was stuck. That is seven damage?
Isn't there an explosion aspect or something?
Oh yeah, seven.
From the arrow.
From the arrow.
Okay.
And then...
Do I get a dodge?
Make a dexterity saving throw for me.
Okay, he is not, as you might imagine, very dexterous. A nine.
Nope. Wonderful.
He has a minus two.
Oh, wow. Thank
He's
you.
He's meant to stand still and fire cannons.
Yeah. Well, I'm shooting it at... Yeah, I'm shooting it at a bear, dude.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
12 damage. So a total of 19 damage.
Dang, he's looking real beat up. You watch as your arrow sinks in, and it chunks off a big like shoulder chunk of his thing, and he can't really use that leg anymore on that side.
Yeah,
he's having to shift his weight to three legs.
A shockwave of thorns just goes out from his wound.
Yeah, it explodes him.
Yeah.
Hits him with thorns. Okay, cool. And it is... Was that one attack?
That was one attack.
So
I'm going to hit Umbrella Dude now.
Okay, go ahead.
I had to spread out my attacks now that I got two.
Yep.
Which is so exciting.
And again, the D4 if you need it.
21.
No, you don't need it. Awesome. That definitely hits. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that I can never get below a 10.
Yeah.
On my attack.
That's good.
8 damage.
Eight damage.
I keep rolling fours and ones.
His, like, both of his arms, one of them was holding in another umbrella. We'll say he gets knocked aside and only one is left. And it is opening and closing it kind of defensively.
Okay, and that is my turn.
Okay. Yelled out at you, he goes, "Are you all right as far as your life force?"
"Doing fine."
"Okay, here we go." And he's going to fire off another thingy of the stench spray. Ooh. Unfortunately, it got a natural 16, which means he succeeds. Okay, so Flibbit stench spray unfortunately does not work. The scraper's turn.
Umbrella guy or?
We start with umbrella guy. He's barely holding on.
Brawly.
He looks up at Flibbit once more, opens up that port, and starts firing off some seashell things towards Flibbit.
Pew, 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 pew.
Does hit.
Oh.
But.
Seashell is just going.
6 damage to Flibbit. Flibbit's looking all right, but definitely taking some damage.
Seashell's, like, going into Flibbit, who is, like, squishy. This is...
like, throwing rocks at Jell-O.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, no.
And then now Beach Bear is going to go. Beach Bear's going to settle in again, and he's going to charge up a super attack. And you see the beach ball forming in there, and you see it start glowing with energy. So I'm kind of aiming at you, and he's going to try to hit.
What'd you get?
13 plus 6 is a 19.
Ah, darn. That hits.
And can you make a dexterity saving throw?
Non-natural 20.
Nice. So this was a special attack. As it hits you, you feel a surge of, like, lightning energy hit you, as well as the normal, and you get shocked.
My fur stands up.
Yeah, you get shocked for a total of 16 damage, but halved.
Oh,
because
so
you
eight.
Saved. Yeah, to 8.
I was like, that would hurt.
Yep, that would hurt. And now we have top of the round. You look over, Judge Gromlin abandoning the shovels entirely. Nothing's working at all for him. He decides to take off his like robe that he was wearing and try to just jump and attack one of these scrapers. Go ahead and roll forward.
He's taking off his vest.
Yep, he's taking off his vest and he's trying to blind one of the scrapers with it. go ahead and roll.
Yeah. Natural one.
Natural Gromlin.
He's getting natural ones.
He's meant to judge. He's not meant for battle. So he gets pushed back by these scrapers. Groz again.
Wait, that's 2 fails.
I know.
So again.
We're back again in the same situation. Groz again, just holding so many back. He's digging his feet and he's just forcing them back to the area.
7.
I got a 6.
Yes. 7. Yes.
Groz again, saving the day with just pushing back and back. You look at Flynn, he's got one fully disassembled, and he's, like, building something out of it to whack another one with the engineer.
Like, super fast building. Wow. Yep. 17.
3. And finally, Bernice. She's on top of the beach bear, now just punching into the top of him, trying to defeat that cannon. Go ahead.
An old lady tabaxi just punching someone is just, it's punching
she's
this giant.
In
yeah.
Parts.
19.
Oh, really? Man, I got a 15. Okay. Once again, 3 successes, 2 fails.
Yay.
We come back around as, again, you guys are pushing back. The subway entrance is getting closer and closer, right? And some of them are just getting defeated, but you guys are pushing them back into this thing.
Wait, does that mean I'm moving?
Just kind of generically. You're not, but they are kind of pushing them back. You're just defeating yours.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll, or just take your turn.
Okay. I am going. So, Beach Bear is looking hurt.
Beach Bear is looking really hurt.
Okay. Ending Zephyr Strike.
Okay.
She is going to take advantage on hitting that guy.
Okay.
For a.
With the D4 if you need it.
24.
Don't need it.
Okay. And for total of 6 from her arrow.
Okay.
Plus 4 force damage.
Plus 4 force
damage. So 10 total damage.
Which is exactly the hit points needed to defeat this guy. You hit the 50 mark.
50 mark?
He had 50 hit points. Oh. You exactly got to 50 on that hit. Yay. So you end your Zephyr Strike and go ahead. He was charging up another beach ball, aiming it towards you.
I like to imagine that since her arrow is piercing, she aims it into the cannon and lets loose, and it again pops the beach ball.
Yeah.
And the
we'll say this one had electricity too.
Yeah. Pops the beach ball. And maybe the tip of the arrow gets a little, like, shocked, but it continues forward and touches the metal, and with the extra force damage, pushes the beach bear over.
Pushes him over, shocks him, and he disassembles into pieces. Okay, that was one attack. You have the Umbrella Guy under Flibbit.
And Umbrella Guy is also going to get a shot, because okay. He's attacking Flibbit. For... another 24.
Yep, that'll do.
Having a plus 9 on a hit.
Don't need much.
Is 9 damage.
9 damage will do it. He needed 3. And go ahead and take out Umbrella Guy as well. He was aiming his seashell cannon up at Flibbit.
I think my arrow goes and rips through the umbrella fabric and knocks his arm off. As it hits the thing.
Wonderful.
With an arrow hole in the umbrella.
You take him down, and from the background, you hear Teyva with a crowd of people going, hey, Kia, Sanskrit, hey. and we'll say that with that, you look over, and we're going to do one more round of rolls. And this is going to be to see if we fail this time, it will be that they just push them back into the subway and rebarricade it. If they succeed, we'll defeat the scrapers completely.
Okay.
And they'll be able to, like, go on. So starting with Gromlin, trying to get his redemption. Nothing's working. He keeps getting pushed back. You can tell he's this big Goliath dude, but he's just not actually a fighter.
Yeah.
And he finally, like, gets so mad. So mad that you see his muscles bulge out, his vest that's off anymore, and he rages.
Oh.
And he's...
What
like,
is?
I don't like to have to do this.
Do and I get anything for that?
Or? We'll say you can add a D4 to your roll because he's done so bad.
18.
Yeah, that'll do. I got a 3. So finally, Gromlin, you see, he just straight up punches a scraper, finally using that Goliath strength, and just takes him down. Okay, we got one success.
Okay.
Groz, who's been holding off these guys, just tackling
him. I know.
He's just starting to squeeze him with a bear hug. I got a 2.
6.
Hey, there you go. He starts breaking apart scrapers as he's squeezing them.
Okay.
Gnome Engineer, yep. He will say he's built himself a fully functional, like, scraper device next to him that is somehow, like, he's sitting on top of and using levers to control and whacking things.
And
like
he's
it's a
built
playground
that
toy.
In, like, 2 seconds.
Yep. I don't know. This guy's awesome. I got an 11.
16.
Okay. And last, Bernice.
Bernice has just been, like, killing it.
Yeah, she,
Bernice
you,
and Groz.
You look over, and she's, like, delivering a couple, like, surgical blows to the beach bear, and she just straight up, like, punches the cannon off.
Oh.
Go ahead and okay. Roll a 10.
A natural 20.
Oh, of course. All successes with the extra success. And they kind of saw you defeat ones, and they were looking over at you, and they were like, maybe we don't have to push them back this time. Maybe we can take them out.
Mm.
And you look across the beach, and Bernice delivers the final blow, knocks the cannon off, and, like, does 2 backflips in the air and does a Superman punch down to the top of the beach bear.
And she's probably, like, 60 or something.
Yeah, yeah. She seemed ancient, but you can tell she's been training her whole life for this.
Wow.
Another tabaxi. And she delivers the punch, and the beach goes silent, and there's just scraper parts everywhere. And finally, you hear a cheer rose up from all the people in the crowd. Everybody goes, head scrape day!
Is Teyva doing jazz hands?
Yeah, Teyva's doing jazz hands. She runs over. She's like, oh my gosh, Kia, You are the most amazing thing ever. We had another Bramble Scrabble, and we didn't even push it back this time. They were defeated. This is amazing. And everyone's just cheering for you, and there's so much excitement. We'll say that all the ones that fought kind of group up around you as well.
I say to Teva, thanks. It's been nice for Bramble Beach, and I'm glad to have finally been able to defeat the scrapers, and instead of keeping them barricaded in a unsafe barricade.
And their big celebration goes up. We'll say Bernice comes over to you too, and she reaches out her hand to shake your hand. She goes, I like you, kid.
Thanks.
You're pretty cool.
Thanks.
Nice fighting.
Nice sand scrape.
Thank you. And she nods and then leaves to go back home.
That seems like
probably
Bernice.
To take a nap. And we'll say that the feast continues. There's a huge excitement. Maybe there's some exploration of like the subway tunnels that happens.
Yeah. Is there anything down there? Because we heard thunks.
You take a peek down there and you see it doesn't actually go super far. You assume the thunks you heard were these scrapers in there. But there's an old subway car in there. I mean, go ahead and roll an investigation check.
Non-natural 20.
Okay, I'm going off random here. Stand by.
I mean, it's a subway tunnel, so technically, in theory, it would go on to other subway systems.
Like I said, it seems like it collapsed at one point. Mm. It goes in a ways. The scrapers have been in here for 22 years causing problems. so you get the feeling that it's not super... You start searching around. You are able to find like a container with about 90 gold clips.
Ooh.
In there. And then also...
Probably for like clipping tickets together or something.
And we'll say that within there too, you actually find a vial of potion of some kind. And it appears to be a potion of hill giant strength. We'll say you can add that. That was just random. It looks to be an energy drink in a can. And all the other cans are spilled and gross, but this one seems to give you just that tiniest little bit of like, ooh, this one's got a little bit of magic to it. And it appears to be something you can drink and feel the strength of a giant. Okay. We'll say that you have this wonderful feast and everyone relaxes and parties and has a great time this evening. And you can take your long rest.
Maybe Kia has some jazz hands herself.
Yeah. And we'll say that Teva is chatting with you for the night. And she says, I'm so glad you came. You were such a treat this year. Why did you come to Bramble Beach? Is there anything we can help you with before you go on your way?
I was following. You're looking for someone.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen a large vehicle of... A large past world vehicle come drive by here or in town recently, like within like the past 2 day or two?
Yeah, you see her face kind of drop and she goes, yeah, they came through 2 days ago.
Yes. Specific bloodhounds.
Well, I don't want to get involved in that, but yes, they came through here 2 days ago and they didn't stop. They just kept going through, but... We know the flag and we know the vehicle. They're headed north, probably to Wander Wharf or Scarlet Hill.
Well, it's good for you that they didn't stop. Thank you for the information. My friend has been taken hostage.
What? Your friend was taken hostage by the Bloodhounds?
And so I'm searching for Zar Bloodhoof.
Oh my.
Because he's responsible. And also, I kind of hate him.
Okay.
Kia gives her two thumbs up.
Well, I don't know what you did to incur that wrath or what, but I wish you the best of luck. And, well, if you ever need anything, you're always welcome to come back to Bramble Beach and we can help you out.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go to bed now. I'm tired.
I think Kia thinks to herself, was it something I said? She always seems to have so much energy.
I think she just tell that she's been... It was a lot for her to have to deal with that today.
Yeah.
And you are able to find a wonderful night's sleep. You wake up in the morning, another beautiful day. You probably have some breakfast, some coconut pancakes.
Yes!
Type thing. Very, you know, some fresh fruits. Teva brings you breakfast. You guys chat.
Audience, a tip. Pancakes with coconut cream on top are the best pancakes, in my opinion. Okay?
They are quite delicious. And, yeah, and then you suddenly, you feel a buzz.
I pull it out.
And you see Theodora's icon button lit up.
On my walkie-talkie or
yeah,
on the...
Yeah, on your walkie-talkie, yeah.
Okay. Or rocky-talkie.
Yeah, rocky-talkie.
You go ahead. I press the button.
You press it?
And go, yes, Theodora?
Kia, is that you, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just checking in because I hadn't heard from you in a couple days. Did you make it to... Athon?
I've made it. Yes, I went to Athon and got one of the... Surge artifacts.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
What does that one do?
No idea. I put it on and it didn't do anything.
Okay.
But it's definitely surged.
Okay. Well, I suppose you could hang on to that for now, or is there any way you could get it to me?
I'm in Bramble Beach right now.
Oh, okay. You heading north?
Yeah. Beryl told me to meet her at Wander Wharf.
Oh, okay. Well, I suppose you can keep looking for your grandfather then.
Yes. I found some refugees from Map's Edge should be heading back soon. General.
Oh, okay.
And a couple others.
Well, maybe if you find some more and they head back this way, you could send the surge item with them.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to keep working on stuff here. Best of luck. I hope you find your grandfather and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And she hangs up.
Beep, beep.
And that's where we're going to go ahead and have a peaceful ending to this session.
One thing.
What's up?
Kia would like to take a look. And seeing as hopefully she won't need it for the rest of the day, she is going to just try something.
Okay.
She's going to press Mod's button.
Okay.
And see if there's any response. Is it just static? Is there nothing? Is the line dead? Is it responded?
Why don't you go ahead, roll for me. We're going to just say, just a luck check.
Oh.
And why don't you, we'll say you can still add the D4 from okay. Flip It.
11.
The last time you tried this, it was just static.
Yeah, I haven't contacted her since she contacted me.
Nope. You go ahead and press it, and it's static. A lot of static. And then for a moment, you hear a break in the static. One word, and it's hard to make it out. Can you go ahead and make a perception check for me?
Perception, don't fail me now. Perception failed me now. And another 11.
Another 11. It's hard to make the word out, but with that perception, it almost sounds like maybe it's in a pocket, maybe it's buried away, and you kind of hear the muffled noise, and you actually do think it kind of sounded like Maud, but you can't make the word out.
Okay.
But maybe it's hidden away.
Maybe
something's going on. You're not quite sure because of your perception check. Okay. But maybe she does have it. Maybe she's just not using it, keeping it secret. You're not quite sure.
Okay.
But I like the train of thought. So that's where we're going to end it for this week on Dadventurous. Thank you for listening to our beach episode. We'll continue heading north to Wander Wharf.
North to the wharf.
Yep. So thank you all for listening. Leave us a like, a review, all that
comments,
good stuff.
Yep. Thingies, questions.
Yes.
Et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera. And we will chat.
Chat?
No, we won't chat. We will do another episode next week.
I mean, it's kind of chatting.
We're chatting. This is the part where we talked about our sanity again, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
And people concerned about that.
Do you think people are concerned about that?
I'm concerned about it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week
on Dadventurous.